I'm Frederick Reamer, host of This I Believe Rhode Island. We're born, we live, we die. It sounds so simple, so linear. We know better, of course, much better. Some births are uncomplicated, yet others are filled with intense drama and anxiety. Some of our life journeys are smooth sailing. Others are filled with mind-numbing drama and torment. Some deaths are peaceful and occur after long and very rich lives. Others arrive much too soon, perhaps filled with unspeakable pain, agony, and tragedy. Anticipating death, whether a loved one's or our own, is no easy task. Inevitably, we wonder, when is it likely to come? Will it be peaceful or painful? How will I cope? As we hear from Dr. Rebecca McDonald-Yilmaz, truly honest talk about these enduring questions, for which there may not be easy answers, is essential.
A hallmark of pediatrics is anticipatory guidance. At each checkup, we advise caregivers about what to expect in the coming months. New skills forming, evolving safety concerns, tips for expected behavioral challenges. We do the same when a child is ill, sharing how long we expect the illness to last, which treatments to use, what symptoms should prompt further medical attention. This approach also works well with my 3-year-old son. You have 2 more minutes to play before lunch. After this book, it will be time for bed. He doesn't always like the information I tell him, but he reacts much better when he has advance warning than he would if the changes took him by surprise. The same is true, I have learned, when it comes to seriously ill adults, especially near the end of life. Knowing what to expect can help patients make decisions about their care that are consistent with their goals and values, whether to pursue aggressive interventions or to allow for some but limit others, whom to reach out to, where to seek support, whether to come to the hospital or stay at home. And anticipatory guidance is especially valuable for caregivers. Knowing what to expect is a tool and a gift. Will he seize at the end, I have been asked? Why isn't she eating? How will we know when it's time? Unless they have been present for the passing of a loved one, most people outside of the medical profession have no idea what death and the hours and days preceding it look like. How could they? We would never expect a new parent to know about car seat safety or how to care for a freshly cut umbilical cord. Nor should we expect a family to anticipate the sound of congested breathing that develops in the waning hours of life, to know how to ease dry mouth or to identify the cooling and modeling of extremities that occur near the end. As a pediatrician, I have always believed in communication, specifically in sharing with caregivers and with children in a developmentally appropriate manner, the growth and challenges expected with each upcoming stage. Since expanding my training to hospice and palliative care, I now believe that the very same premises that we use as we guide people into this world can and should be used as we gently guide them out.
Dr. Rebecca McDonald-Yilmaz is a fellow in pediatric hematology oncology at Hasbro Children's Hospital. Outside of work, she enjoys spending time with her husband and sons and writing essays and poetry. To offer your own essay or to listen to previous segments, we invite you to visit the This I Believe Rhode Island page of our website, ripr.org. For Rhode Island Public Radio, I'm Frederick Reamer.